connive. The root word is N-I-C-T-O, which means to wink. It means to close the eyes upon a fault or other act, to pretend ignorance or blindness, to forbear to see, to overlook a fault or other act, to suffer it though as unnoticed, unpunished. Isn't it something? I never knew this what it meant. And conniving means closing the eyes against faults, permitting faults to pass uncensored. You know what? That's what codependency does. Codependency allows you to look the other way as if it's not bothering you. I think with some of your parenting, you know, sometimes things will happen. Don and I will say, how can they just let that go by? How come they don't seem like they care? How come they can't see that? No, it's true. You sit there and look at people for years who walked with God and you wonder, how come they don't see that? I think it's a spirit. I think it's a spirit that blinds you. I know, isn't that funny? I never thought, God kept popping that word in my head all day. So I thought, well, let me look it up because I thought I knew what it meant. But it means to look the other way, to not be able to see. I would say the spirit, that spirit would cause you not to be able to see the fault in someone else, which actually makes you an enabler. You enable that person to have that fault. But you know what's so cool? We never had the name of it before. Since God gave me that, how many think maybe there's a conniving demon that they need to get rid of? Yay, we're the connivers. I don't think I have that one. I thought conniving was scheming together against something, but no. Nope. Connive, C-O-N-N-I-V-E. Okay, to close the eyes upon a fault or other act, to pretend ignorance or blindness, to overlook a fault or other act and suffer it to pass unnoticed and unpunished. It says, as the father connives at the vices of his son. Conniving, closing the eyes against faults, permitting faults to pass uncensored. You're someone who lets something go by unnoticed. So you're a conniver. If you have a conniving spirit, then you have a spirit that blinds you to the faults in someone else. This is like your kid keeps doing the same thing, but somehow it doesn't get to you. As if you don't see him. Or your husband keeps doing the same thing and it doesn't get to you. It's a false coping mechanism. It makes you just act. It makes you not react when you should react. Your soul ties could make you take in a conniving spirit. God just made me see this today. I don't know why. Isn't that funny how you don't even know what a word means and God just pops it in your head and shows it to you? And I think it's almost like complacency. Although with complacency, you're not blind to it. You kind of purposely leave it alone because you're benefiting. Complacency, you benefit by not touching it. Conniving sounds like it actually, you overlook it on purpose. You purposely overlook it because it's easier to overlook it because you don't want to have to deal with it. And it sounds like when you look at what that spirit, when you put that in spiritual terms, eventually you're blind to it. And see, because enablers are blind to it. They really don't know that what they're doing is covering up for somebody. They really don't understand all that. And Karen is going, this is so funny, I'm seeing this. Where's she at? Karen is going to sing. And if you've had this, you can line up and she's going to sing. While she's singing, she's going to pray for you and you're going to get free. And remember, conniving is not what we were thinking. Conniving is where you, let's say it's where you think somebody's so wonderful, but there's really blatant faults. And you don't even, and you look the other way at them all the time. And it comes in to blind you, like that's normal. Instead of being realistic and dealing with stuff. You know, if you had a father who was an alcoholic, then admit, you had a father who was an alcoholic, he didn't represent Christ to you, and you don't have to act like that's okay and look the other way. It doesn't mean you don't respect them as the Bible says you're to. It doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean there's not something valuable there. Remain the image of God. What this does is it makes it so we can't deal with stuff. We just look the other way and according to that word. And it really ministered to Karen, which is so funny how God does stuff, because I couldn't figure out what God was doing because I thought of the word conniving when my boys were fighting in the Gap store today. And so I thought conniving meant trying to come up with something to make trouble. And so I'm sitting there going, what's conniving mean? It keeps getting in my head. So if you idolized a parent or would not see their junk or anybody, then that spirit could get in you to make you not able to see stuff clearly and not be able to help people and not be able to see clearly, you know, with your children and with different things. And so, you know, some of you really recognize, oh, I have that. I never knew what it was. And sometimes you have to get to the names of them. I don't know why, but sometimes you really have to get to the names of them. But we had a really good time. Kieran had a really good time getting totally free in the back of our van. So I really saw her with her microphone singing over people for this. So if you know that that's you and the Holy Spirit's showing you it's you, and if it's not, that's fine. Everybody doesn't have to come for everything. Then I just need you to come and line up. Look at all these conniving people. Okay. Now, Karen, I want all of you guys, I want all you conniving people to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be free from any coping mechanism that helped me overlook faults, become blind to them, instead of facing them with you. I want the blinders off. I know that you can take me through anything, that you can bring it to victory in every relationship. So I want to get free from this, that I can see clearly. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if you have that too, you can be taken advantage of. You can be manipulated. You can be controlled. You become an enabler. I mean, to the different degrees of it. And it really makes people seem blind. Other people say, man, look at can't they get that? And they can't. And so I don't want anything. And basically, you take it on as a coping mechanism. I don't want to deal with this painful situation or what hurt me. So it just doesn't happen. And pretty soon, you're blind. And it's different than complacency. And God must want me to see this because I wasn't going to do any inner healing and deliverance. But I don't really get a choice. They don't want to leave me alone. So we got a song? Okay. So Karen's going to pray over you.